right, friends, this is the one. Smoking cigarettes has become, well, it's both a pleasure, it's both an immense pleasure and an immense pain. I love nothing more than being packed out, full of food, not full of food lethargic, but just high on the life, just really, oh Jesus, just really, you know, just really in a good state, and then you have a fag and just mate, it's just the absolute cherry on top. But then there's the dark side to it. If it's not dark enough already, it's my it's a psychotic element of just torture and torment in terms of psychosis, and not to any bad effect, but just seems to be so heavy a burden on my shoulders. So I'd like to bring myself, having just prayed before I have broadcasted this and I'm recording now, I prayed to Jehovah, my Father, Jesus Christ, and I've asked him to help deal me, even speak through me, a therapeutic session. So my aim is to, and I've stopped even thinking about thoughts of quitting smoking, my aim is to be open-minded firstly, and to deal myself some therapy surrounding my approach to smoking. Firstly, I would like to, as I'm packed out with 4 energy drinks, to appreciate that I've got to be in the know that when I smoke, I'm not gonna be psychotic. So that angle of attack is knowing what I'm doing. I know I'm smoking. I know it's self-control, that my body's not in control of myself. But, and we do seek self-control if we want to survive. But the approach, it's like the time in between is, all I can think about is smoking. I suppose it could go for energy drinks as well. And life's always thrown at me means and modems, solutions. Life's always throwing me solutions, but I know in a truth, Lord, Jehovah, that only you can save me from this pandemic, this epidemic, this personal epidemic. What other examples of pleasures and pains are there? I think just looking at it now, I'm thinking of the best of human relations, intimacy. I wouldn't even say that's the best of human relations whatsoever, but everything seems to have an equals MC squared side effect. Everything, flying a plane, the flip side of that, unless you're doing aerobatics, is, of course, as you know, fatal descent. So I think we come to the first checkpoint, dare we say, as it being a pleasure and a pain. And what does, if we're going to attack this, how are we going to address this? We've got to treat the cigarettes, because I've noticed in times of not having cigarettes that I'm completely, praise God, completely unable to move. I'm literally paralysed with and without cigarettes. So there must be something in it that's getting me in these states, a pleasure and a pain. I recently read the Easy Way book, but I did it half-cocked, which on top of my smoking is obviously making me dither. So, with fresh insight, I believe I want to ask myself a number of questions, freestyle, surrounding my smoking habit. And I think that I'm going to begin with question number 1, which is, What's the point smoking if it's so disastrous for you, William? I'm guessing it's doing more than putting the blinkers on me. It's blinding me in many ways, but when God moves you and when you move through life, call it what you like, you get to these plateaus of, oh, I'm enjoying a cigarette and everything's okay. It's almost as if like this evil is being done to me by my own hand, and God's just witnessing me destroying myself. But my intention is to look at things in a different way, whether that can be said, because once it's been said, then I can't unlearn. So I guess I'm here now to look at something, to say something, to get to know something that changes my life. Thank you, Pierre. So I suggest what I'm saying is, in a sense, that I've got to move the goalposts. Something's got to click, something's got to tick, and so I'm just going to decree and declare, and I invite you in with me, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Something's got to click within me, and I've got to move on. Not necessarily with the banner of my addiction being smoking is so terrible. I'm guessing the lip side of the coin, the pleasure, and the pain. I've got to kind of catch this spinning coin in midair. So, think that we're looking at the middle of a coin, which brings balance into the equation. There's filling our lives with other things. Now, I am actually on holiday and I'm dealing with the lovely presence of my loving, loving, lovely relatives, which is humbling in its own right. And I suppose I do like to throw myself into things. I do like to jump in at the deep end, and I am one who bites off more than he can chew. So in this, I mean, let's not try and run before we can walk. I'm guessing that this so-called balancing act has got to be like any sensible advice on breaking addictions is, dare I say, distraction. Forgive me, guys. Now, furthermore, I think I can ask myself a question surrounding this. It's quite plain now that I've got to quit smoking. I can even make myself a video on this, explaining to others how to quit smoking. That's another example of an activity I can accomplish in order to, all glory to God. Yeah, I can look at projecting. When I smoke, back to the balance, be more inclusive with activities in the real time. I've got to think about getting over to Morrison's and necking a few energy drinks, or going to the beach and going in the sea. So yeah, fill up the fulcrum, the navel with activities. Okay, so every aspiration continues to lead towards changing our mind, towards, I'd even say, viraling off. My favourite movie is Bourne Legacy, viraling off the cigs. We've identified these things, that it requires an appreciation of the in-between times. That's the times when we are a non-smoker, not smoking. We've got to identify with knowledge. So even our own original knowledge, there's high amounts of pain and high amounts of pleasure with smoking. I'm going to introduce an activity which is
to create a how to quit smoking video, such as my lose weight video, and it's going to work on myself. This is a slippery slope, and I guess that I'm going to start making, so bear with me and bear me witness, a video, a YouTube video on how to quit smoking. In the run of things up to this video, which is going to be my latest YouTube video, God willing, and I declare it, I'm going to pace myself with my smoking, because I've got a load of energy drinks, two red, two purple, relentless, £1.80 for two from Morrison's, and I'm going to attack it. The idea of quitting smoking, the idea of changing the goalposts, moving the goalposts. As you can tell, it's created a desperation in me. An inward monster is gnawing away at me mentally, physically and emotionally. But God is faithful. So, as I'm running out of things to say now, you know what that also means. It's time for a ciggy. I bid you farewell. And I'd ask that you look forward to my latest video on YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/spowage, which is S-P-O-W-A-G-E. Thanks for listening to my video, and I bid you take courage, repent of your sins in smoking as regular as they are, forgive yourself of your psychosis, whatever troubles you, give it to God, move on. Amen.